bottom of Ein Vav, bottom of Ein Vav in the Ayilim Torah, the Nira. Shezeu Mashal Anu Mitpalim Mechol Yom Berchas Ahava Rabba. This is what we daven for every single day in the bracha of Ahava Rabba. V'tein b'libeinu lahavinu lahaskil. Make sure that our hearts understand. L'shmoa, l'moda l'lame. We should learn and teach. L'shmor v'lasot. And to observe and to do. U'lekayim ekol divrei toratecha bi'ava. Ekol divrei toratecha bi'ava. To fulfill all your words of Torah with love. V'yachem l'vavenu li'ava l'yirat shemecha. And to have achdus of our heart. To love and to fear your name. Such a beautiful bracha. We always have to remember. The tremendous ingredient to success in Talmud Torah is davening for it. We got to daven for it. In the morning, v'harevna, that it should be sweet. In Avarabba, we have to ask for siyata d'shmai. We don't just show up at Seder and cheer. Birchas Torah is a prerequisite. It's so crucial to make sure that we're successful, that we're tasting the ne'im z'Torah. It is so fundamental. So sometimes we just go through the words very, very quickly, very abruptly, and just spit them out. We should try our best to internalize them and to help us focus on the chashivas of Talmud Torah, and Emir Tashem will give us siyata d'shmaya in Libra Torah. Back inside, it's impossible for a person to reach the purpose, the foundation of Shlemus, to fulfill the Torah with true love, and to have his heart filled with love and Yiras Hashem, El Aide Masha Master Lo Molulamed, unless he's able to give over to learn and to teach. To reach real Shlemus, to reach real the pinnacle of our purpose, of our foundation, we have to be giving over. We have to be teaching. It is so important. It is so crucial. That's the real, real importance to our success. V'itub Gemara Sanhedrin Amareish Lakish called Malamed Ben Chaver Torah Malelaka Tufkilu Asao. Whoever teaches his friend's son Torah, the Torah considers it as if he quote unquote made the person. As it says, Shanamar in reference to Avram Avinu Veta Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charon. You make the person, you build the person. When you give over Torah, you give them a whole life. You're literally building them. Rav Lazar Amar Kilu Asan. L'divrei Torah. It's as if he made the words of Torah. Shenemar v'shmartem et divrei habrit hazot v'asitem otam. Rava amar kilu asa'o la'atzmo. When you teach your son's friend Torah, it's as if you made yourself. You get impacted. You change. Shenemar v'asitem otam. You shall do them. Al tikri osam. Don't read it otam as them el asem. You. You. V'asitem otam. You become made. You become established. Ubir Ma'arau, Sheikar Torah Kashir Mashpio Tolachirim. The Ikar of Torah is when you influence, you give over that Torah to others. The Malame Mekabel Hashlem El Yona, and the teacher receives this tremendous completion. B'mashemotzi Torah El Poel, bringing his Torah to fruition, brings it to the Poel. V'lachin Aidei Shemalame Torah. Therefore, through teaching Torah, Ki'ilu Asat Atzmo. It's as if he made himself. You reach the pinnacle. You reach the loftiest, greatest heights. When you teach others, you build yourself up. You reach your desired heights that the Eibishter, the Ribbono Shalom, wants from you. So Bezrat Hashem should always be looking for opportunities. How to be Mashpia. How to spread the diamonds. How to spread the gems. We all know people. We have friends. We have family. We have relatives. We have co-workers. We all know people that we could have the schus of spreading Torah to. And in doing so, we elevate them and elevate ourselves as well.